All right, as soon as everybody joins, we'll go ahead and start. Let's see.
There we go. I think we got everybody.
All right, we got everybody. So today is Sunday. It is storming outside, and I'm sleepy as shit, but here we are. Welcome, everybody, to the lair, where we talk about a lot of stuff. Still working on that intro. So today we got Violet and my friend Leprechauns and my other friend over here. It goes by Lord Hades on here.
Yep. How's it going? But if it helps keep me, I'm also known as Lord Psychosis.
Yes. Okay.
That's so long, so I'm just going to call you Lord. That's super long.
It pleases me because I am your lord and master.
Of the lair.
Questionable. So tonight's topic tonight's topic is going to be our high school lives. Like, what happened? How did it? Who were we in high school? Were we the jock? Were we the nerd? Were we the absurdly rich kid? So we'll go ahead and start, and let's see. Somebody pick a number from 1 to 10.
7.
3.
God damn, I was about to say 3. Okay. 9.
Oh, shoot. All right. So I guess Violet goes first. So.
Oh, thanks.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and let us know, how was high school for you?
High school was a lot of fun. I really loved high school, you guys. If I could do it again, I'd do it all over again, exactly the same way, and probably even worse. So I really liked high school. I was many different things in high school. First off, I was very smart, and I was not necessarily the geek. I was just the smart kid out of my group of friends, and I graduated with a 4.8 GPA. I was not valedictorian, and I didn't want to be. My grandfather passed away just before we graduated high school that month, and I didn't want to. I just kind of turned it down. I just was the salutatorian and whatever. I just couldn't do it. You know, I just felt weird about it. But I graduated 16, and I was the youngest in my group. When I started my freshman year in high school, I was really shy. I had a lot of friends. I wasn't involved with the jocks and stuff. I wasn't in the band, you know, wasn't a band geek. I was just the normal chick going to school. And Rough Tough Here Joe was just saying about the rich kids. I was one of those. I was a very, very rich kid. If you want to call it a princess, I was very lucky. My grandfather was very rich. And every single day since pretty much kindergarten, I've been brought to school in either town car or a limousine with a small motorcade and two police motorcycles in front or in the back with private security. So I was definitely, you know, the one to you talk about, ooh, who's that coming out of that car? And, oh my God, she's got money. And, you know what? Yeah.
So what if I had money?
You know, I had a lot of money, but I mean, it wasn't everything. It was just whatever. I didn't have my own car. Just my grandfather liked to spoil us and bring us to school that way, to kind of security, to make sure I was coming and going to school. And I'm going to school. Of course, I'm going to school. I'm like super smart, you know. So I had that kind of pushing me along through all high school. And everybody saw it. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, she's got the money. And people either they loved it or they hate it. And there were a lot of haters and a lot of people that loved it. And I was just as normal as possible. I just, you know, that's how I pretty much got to school. My parents were they're rich too, but not as rich as my grandfather. So they have a lot of money. So it's just me. I just grew up like that, whatever, you know? And so I had a lot of friends, and I wouldn't say I was fat. I wasn't chunky. I was just just a normal average chick. I was athletic. I did dance and cheer, but not really the cheerleading type. It was just the other kind of cheer, the dance team. So I did that. And that was like the dance squad, they called it dance squad. It was a lot of fun. I didn't really hang around with all the jocks. It wasn't my thing. I just kind of had my special group of friends I was with. We went to a lot of parties. We did a lot of bad things. And we did a lot of bad things. I mean, okay, no, I wasn't out there, if you all have to know. No, I was not out there humping every single guy that wanted it, okay? I was really a good girl. I didn't do any of that stuff. I didn't do nothing.
Right.
I swear, I did not do anything. I was really good.
I don't know. If I was a rich kid, I'd be swinging dick everywhere.
Probably. You probably saw here. Let me just lay it right here. No, it was not like that with me. I was actually really good, but I tried my very best. But I had my share of fun. We did a lot of drinking. I never smoked. I went to all the parties. Or we were having all the parties in my house pretty much most of the time. I wasn't popular though, really. I wasn't. It was my junior year is when I became popular. And it was not by choice. It just happened. And it wasn't because, oh, I came to school on like a motorcade or I had money. No, it wasn't even that. Like I said, I was just an average looking chick. And my junior year, I caught the chicken pox. Yes, I got the chicken pox. And I almost died from it, and I lost a lot of weight. So I went from my size girl 7 to a size 0, and pretty much wearing little girls' clothing and little tiny shorts. So my body was, it changed. I don't know exactly to explain it. So I had a nice tight ass and some nice
bomb. She met her fairy godmother that night.
I had a 34 double D all of a sudden, and everybody was like, oh my God, she is friggin' hot.
Now, I hear that music. Who's that lady?
Oh my God! Yeah, and I did have everybody follow me around and wanting to date me and do all kinds of horrible things to me. And I have friends that come up to me and say, "Hey, every single day, hey Violet, you want to fuck?" I'm like, "Dude, no." And I've been telling you this since we were younger. I will never do anything with you. Goddamn, shit, no. I mean, every single date was like that, but I never did anything with anyone. And I was very popular. So, and I was a bad girl. I would start fights and shit. And I get away with it because I'm the rich kid, I guess.
The monies.
Yes. So, big old fight and tumble some chick down and beat her down and rip her wig off or whatever you want to call that shit.
Her weave.
I ripped that shit off. And here goes it. People are coming. They start singing "Happy Birthday to You." Like, and then they're like, "What's going on, Miss Hernandez? Did you do something?" "I didn't. I swear, I got her just in time, like you did." She like totally fell, and like she broke her face right there. I saw the whole thing.
So what you mean to tell us right now?
Yes.
Like what you mean to tell us right now is that secretly you've been joining the King of the Iron Fist tournaments, like behind your dad's back. And like just starting fights, kicking some ass, but then you roll up in your high school with a limousine and your butler who taught you how to fight, right?
Oh yeah.
Sounds like a hit anime waiting to be made.
or like a very popular fighting game is what it sounds like, if anything.
I can have a name for it.
Like yeah, high school was fun, you guys. I can't deny it. I loved it. I was very good. I was very bad. I was really smart. I went to all the parties, and we had a lot of fun. And we went to a lot of raves, too. And I got into every single, like, K-Rock mini roast and all those things, that parties and stuff. I got in for free because, you know, I was very pretty.
Why the hell did I not know you back then?
And I still am.
Oh my God, had I known you before, like my high school life would have been a whole lot more exciting.
I don't know, man. I would have hopped all on that.
And they all try, dude. And believe me, they get like little chihuahua dogs going on my leg there. Yeah, that's nice. Okay, and we'll talk about something else.
No, I would have came out like a goddamn Rottweiler. Like...
Yes, okay. School was so fun.
So we've established that Violet was the rich kid. So, how about you, Lord Hades? So, tell us about your high school life.
Yes, tell us.
Well,
oh, he poofed.
Well,
that's what happens.
That's what we're going to talk about your high school.
Oh no! How am I supposed I don't think I can get him back in here.
Oh, that was. Wow, I overwhelmed them with my powers of I was super hot in high school.
Oh
gone.
All right. Well, then that was unfortunate. So let's just go to the next person for now.
Don't disappear.
Good friend Leprechaun, please don't disappear. So how's your high school life?
Oh man, my high school was pretty interesting. I grew up in an oil boom town, so for the most part, you know, it's, I don't know what you know about oil booms, but they attract a certain type of person. Certain things happen in oil boom towns, you know, they get pretty dirty, lots of drugs, lots of gangs, stuff like that. So I didn't go to a normal high school, I guess. Like there was a lot of issues that we had. And here I am, the guy that grew up with a Mexican family, white mother, and I was a big kid. I was like 230 pounds my sophomore year.
Hell yeah.
So I was a big kid, and I loved football, and I had been playing football since first grade.
Damn,
and
it sounds like my story.
So my sophomore year, I'm like finally trying out for varsity, and I actually get on the varsity squad as a sophomore, and we go to our first scrimmage, and the dude breaks my ankle, and I was out the entire season. And so then I was like devastated, because I didn't know what else to do, because I had always just been the football guy, you know, that's just what I'd done. So then the high school wrestling coach comes up to me one day, and he's like, "Hey, I want you in wrestling." And I was like, "You want me to do what?" And so then he told me all about it and everything. And I was like, "You know what? I've got to do something to get back in shape, because I had been off my leg for, you know, eight weeks at that point." Mm-hmm. So I joined wrestling, and within 2 months, I was down to 190 pounds. And I just kind of stuck with it after that. I enjoyed it a lot. It was an extremely difficult sport, and it got me in really good shape. And then my junior year, I went back to football and destroyed everybody, because I was in such good shape, and I became pretty good as a football player that year. And then my junior year of wrestling, I dropped all the way down to 163 pounds. And the doctors basically said, "You need to stop losing weight, because you're too skinny now." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So then senior year rolls around, and I'm 190 pounds, and I'm starting offensive line. And I don't know what you guys know about football, but a 190-pound offensive lineman is...
It's not very good. It's pretty light.
No. it's super light. And so when I became the number one in my state, offensive lineman in my position at the end of the season, it was pretty satisfying, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed that a lot. I enjoyed playing football. I enjoyed doing wrestling and going to, you know, the state competition and placing there, and then just all these things. Like, it was just a lot of fun. I was the jock for a lot of it, but I wasn't the popular jock. I was just the guy who's in all these sports. Oh my God. And then when the sports were over at the end of my senior year, it was like, huh, what do I do now? And that's when I got into all the trouble.
No. Like, did you, yeah. What was it like though? Like, aside from the sports, did you have like a love life in high school? Or?
So for most of my high school career, it was just like, you know, like the childish, flirting and stuff like that. It wasn't me having specific, you know, dates and girlfriends and stuff until my senior year. My senior year, I was with the same woman or the same girl the entire time, and I ended up marrying her.
Aww, high school sweethearts.
Let me tell you, that was a huge mistake, 100%. That went very poorly after high school, but at the time, you know, it was just kind of how it was, and that was actually the reason that I almost went to jail in high school.
Shit.
My the girl that I was with, that girl, she was unable to go to a wrestling tournament to go watch, and I was actually at the wrestling tournament, and I got a phone call from her, and all I could understand was that she was crying, she was upset, and in a lot of pain. So I called my best friend and I said, "Go find my girlfriend right now, find out what happened, and then call me back." He called me back 20 minutes later, and he had found her. One of her former friends had come up behind her and kneed her in the back so hard that it threw her hip out of socket. So I found out about that, and it was a blessing in disguise that I wasn't there that day, because I would have killed him. And I know that because I was at a wrestling tournament, and I had a match not 5, mm-hmm. maybe 10 minutes later, and I broke the guy's nose that I was wrestling and almost broke his arm. And so I removed myself from that match, and I was like, I can't do this. I'm too upset and too mad. So then I just know who I was back then, and I would have killed a man. Like, I would have beat him to a bloody pulp and then kept going. And I was just, I don't know, I look back and I'm like, man, I'm really glad that didn't happen, because I didn't want to be in jail for murder at 17.
that's really horrible.
And unfortunately, that's just the type of mm-hmm. high school I grew up in, is lots of fights, lots of stuff like that. There was one fight that happened right in front of me. A kid got pushed down the stairs. He got up, got knocked out cold on the bottom of the stairs, and then the dude curb stomped him. And I was just like, oh my God, like, what the hell? Like, what kind of fighting is this? I don't understand. And so I actually stood up and called out to the dude, and I was like, motherfucker, you better quit, because he was going to curb stomp the guy again. And he turns and looks at me, and another guy out of nowhere, flying Superman punches him, drops him on the ground. He's out cold. And I'm just like, oh my God, two people just got knocked out in front of me. What's going on?
Sounds like a lot of violence.
My high school was a lot of violence.
Yeah. I'll tell you a little bit about my high school. So
please do.
Up in a town of like about 5,000 people. It's pretty small.
So it's pretty small.
Pretty small little town out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Excuse my language. So I went into high school a very chubby little guy. I mean, I wasn't little. I was pretty big. And like you said, Lep, I was pretty big. I was probably like 2-something. Always chubby. Always being made fun of. And oh my goodness, I hated it. Excuse me.
You're gonna fall asleep on this podcast.
It's like 1 a.m. almost. So I went into high school, and I was always alone for the most part. My mother had an ice cream truck. So we used to sell ice cream in town, so everybody knew me as the fucking ice cream man. So that was like a thing, and everybody made fun of me for it. It was hectic. So anyway, about halfway through freshman year, I got approached by the football coach, and he asked me, hey, you're a pretty big guy. He's like, you want to try out for football? I was like, I mean, yeah, sure, why not? I got nothing else to do. So I tried out for football, and I liked it. So over the second half of my freshman year, before I started my sophomore year, I just practiced with the team and started lifting weights and stuff like that. And through that course of time, you know, I developed crushes on various girls, which all turned me down because I was chubby. But it's all good. So sophomore year comes along. I'm about 220, but I'm stocky, you know, I'm pretty muscular now. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to get approached by these people that I know. And, you know, I kind of teased it a little bit and kind of led them along a little, but sweet, sweet revenge allowed me to, you know, give them a little dose of the old medicine. So, of course, I turned them down. So, anyway, I played football for all of high school. Mm-hmm. And I was a lineman, defensive and offensive. Was a pretty big guy. Once I was in varsity, I was like 240, mostly all muscle, and I thought I was sexy as shit. Like, I had long flowing hair, and I had a body, and I would just like stare at myself in the mirror and just be like, yeah, I'd smash, you know.
You smash yourself.
I'd smash myself. Not gay at all, but you know. Well, the thing was that I worked so hard for that, you know, and I grew up being kind of like the fat kid on the block. So I learned to like work hard for my body, and I just appreciated it so much. And any chance I got, I just showed it off, you know. So, but there was this one incident in high school that I'll never forget. It was that I used to get teased a lot all my life for my weight. So one day, after I'm this humongous beast-like football player, I ran into the group of the guys that used to make fun of me. And, well, there was some violence and some 2x4s and some law enforcement. So I had to either get expelled or voluntarily switch schools. But I didn't get any charges against me because all the teachers and all the counselors knew that that was the group of kids that was fucking with me ever since middle school. So I ended up transferring out of that little town over to another more big. And I played football there. And then after that, I transferred out. I had a full ride scholarship, sports scholarship through the university, but I ended up getting hurt over something really stupid. So I couldn't play. So can't have a sports scholarship if you don't play. So yep. That was the end of that. But high school was, I would say, I'd give it like a 6 out of 10.
Oh my God. Mine was 10 out of 10. I loved it. It was good.
Yeah, it wasn't all that great for me.
Yeah, I got to go right there with that 6 out of 10. There was good and there was a lot of bad.
Yeah, it was kind of average, you know, for us, but good old rich girl over here, you know, had a blast.
Somebody had to. 10.
And I forgot to mention, I'm from Southern California, and I went to high school in Riverside in La Sierra area, so it's a rich area. But I mean, it wasn't the richer. It was really just an old friggin' high school. We didn't have like a fence or anything until after when I graduated, they put up the fence because we had like rival other like gangs from other like high schools were coming into our school and starting crap there. And like, I had seen a couple of drive-bys in front of the school when we were about to let out, and I could see they're just rolling up into the parking lot and they start shooting each other into the houses going out of the parking lot. Like, oh my God, we're soon to be so locked down. I could just leave. I'm just going to leave. I'm going to leave. No, but we had to stay there for like 2 hours afterwards and have to make sure that nobody got on campus and stuff. But I mean, it was fun. I enjoyed high school. I loved it. I'd do it all over again and probably worse.
Okay, so here's the magical question. So I'll start with Lep this time. So name your your biggest high school crush. You had to have one, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Everybody does.
Yeah. Lep, did you have one?
One what? Sorry.
Your high school crush.
Yeah, I did have that big high school crush. You know, I mean, I had the high school sweetheart, but before her, I did have that crush. I had it was actually my best friend's older sister. She was 2 years older than me, and I thought she was the finest thing.
And, the finest.
Oh, I love that.
And eventually, she graduated, right? And then I actually ended up getting with her for a while. After she graduated and everything, I was always, you know, over there with my best friend, and ended up getting with her and everything, and she taught me things. She taught me some things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. What did she teach you?
Classes and session.
She taught me, you know, how to please a woman. And oh my God, I had not done that up to that point. And so then I was like, oh, well, this is what this is like. So.
Oh, like I said, baby Lep learning the ropes.
Learning the ropes with a woman, yeah, yeah.
I'm here for the learning purposes. For the education. Right.
So what was she like? What did she look like? What was her personality?
You know, the thing that really drew me in with her was she was extremely nice to me because we ended up all going to the same school. Like, I had known her from like elementary school on. And so, you know, I'm still best friends with that guy to this day. And we so I knew his sister for a long time, and she was always real nice to me, had always helped me, like, when other kids had picked on me in elementary school and middle school and stuff like that. And she was always extremely nice. And then when I got to high school, you know, like I said, I leaned out. I became this, you know, 190, 160 pound guy that was extremely fit, like you had said earlier, Joe. So, you know, I find myself like all of a sudden women are attracted to me and I'm like, oh, okay.
It's crazy. The change is ridiculous. Like, yes. You go from zero attention to like everybody wants to bang you.
Yep. They happened to me overnight like that.
And you know, and she was this E-chested woman, all right, ease, like,
oof.
So I was like, oh, Lord. My goodness. And she was always super nice, and so I just felt comfortable with her. And so then,
I'm sure you felt very comfortable.
Let me tell you, man, I had pillows for days, all right? Like, I could just lay there and be happy.
That was so, the Tempur-Pedic of the 90s.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, and it was just very easy. Like, and I don't mean that in a negative way. Like, it was just easy to, that, you know, it just happened and then it continued. And then I was like, man, this is great. And then one day it wasn't. and then that was the end of it. And I was like, well, I don't know what's next, but I want more of it. And there you go.
What about you, Violet?
Well,
it must have been hard having everyone throwing themselves at you.
Yep,
now, crush.
It was very difficult to actually see who was actually just wanting to get with me for that purpose or if they actually really liked me. So that was pretty, pretty difficult. But I mean, I can still have me. I had my crushes and pretty much liked a lot of people. I can't really say I had like one in particular that I didn't get with or that I wanted to be with. I don't. Just trying to think here. I did have like a high school sweetheart, and we were together for pretty much the all of, you know, high school for my 4 years. But it was like on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. I don't know. I wouldn't say that I was like, no, not really. Just trying to think. I don't know. I had so many guy friends that I didn't necessarily had like a crush that I had like obsessed over that. Oh my gosh, I had to fix my hair a certain way. I wanted to smell really good. I wanted to wear the same shoes every single day because I'm lucky I'm going to see that guy. No, I really didn't have that. Like I really didn't have it. I had so many guy friends and every single day was something new. Mm-hmm. So I didn't, I wasn't like, I had to have, like I said, I kind of had like this high school boyfriend that sweetheart, I guess I'm going to call him that, was on and off. And when I was not with him, I was with other friends that I would, you know, date them too, and then just, I think we kind of just randomly went around like out of the group of friends and just tried everyone out and just kind of hang out and stuff and had my boyfriends then. But I mean, I didn't really have like a crush. Mm-hmm. I think my crush was more towards the movies. I was in love with Leonardo DiCaprio. Of my course. God, that guy, I was in love with him. That Romeo and Juliet movie came out and I was in love. Like, oh my God, he's speaking Shakespeare to me.
Oh God.
He is so hot. Oh my God. Oof. It was bad. That, I could say that was my crush. Probably that. But I didn't have like a real high school crush. I didn't have anybody that I was really like gaga over. It didn't really like hit me like that. Although I figured it would have. A lot of my friends were in love with a lot of people and like, oh my God, he's not going to talk to me, or oh my God, she's going to talk to me. You know what? It didn't happen to me. It didn't happen to me. I didn't have like a person. I would have liked that. And I would have loved that my high school sweetheart would have, you know, ended up later on. We would have been together, but that also was like flawed. It did not work out at all. He was really very introverted, and he would only really talk to me, and he never liked any of my friends. I mean, perfect example, I was going to go to the prom and I bought the tickets for me and for him because he ended up going to a different school. And so I was going to invite him and he's like, I'm not going to the prom. I don't like your friends. Like, what the fuck? Are you serious? This is the prom. Okay. I didn't even go to my prom. I didn't go to my high school prom. So instead we stayed home and watched like old school movies. I can't even remember what we watched, eating Taco Bell. And I'm like, damn it. I would have loved to have gone, but that night, a lot of people, they had decided that it's going to be a shitty prom. No one's going to show up. We're all going to the beach. It's all going to Huntington. And that's where pretty much everyone ended up going to the beach. And I was nominated for prom queen, and I didn't even show up. So they gave it to my neighbor, the runner up, who she actually showed up. And it was really fun. I was going to be the prom queen, but I was so pissed. But
oh, man.
It didn't happen. But yeah, no, I didn't have anybody like I crushed over that I really, really was in love with, that I just wanted to spend that time with that person. I had so many friends, but I was not like that. I didn't have anybody.
I am quite the opposite. I had the biggest crush on this girl, and I still remember her name was Leticia Arévalos.
Oh my gosh.
She was this 5'4" light-skinned Hispanic girl, and she was in band. And she was one of those very shy, very her self-confidence was super low, but she was, like, gorgeous, you know. She had, like, a sweet... like, this is gonna sound creepy. She had, like, 36 B cups, you know? I knew how to tell sizes.
Oh, you, right? You kid?
But, yeah, but keep in mind that this was when I was chubby, right? So, but she had a butt, man. That girl had a butt on her. And I was, I'm an ass man. So I was like, oof, I gotta at least try. Right. Oh, but I never told her anything. Right. And I just kept gagaing over her until one day, like, I like was still chubby and I gathered up all the balls that I had. And I went over and I sat by her in the library and I tried to stir up a conversation. Short story, even shorter. She pretty much said no. So that kind of broke my little itty bitty heart.
Yeah.
And it sucked because the next day I see her with a dude. Okay, so it's all good. A year goes by. I'm fit. I'm sexy as hell, right? So she comes around and she's like, "Hey," and I was like, "Yeah." You know, I still had a little bit of a crush on her because she was pretty hot. You know, she was my type. She was like the kind of like the nerdy bookwormy, sexy bookworm type, you know? And she was like trying to holler at me, you know? And she was like, "Oh, you know, you should come by my house after school and we can study." And I was like, "You know what? Like, I ain't gonna let you just play with me." I was like, "You didn't want me before because I was chubby. And now you want to hop on over here? Nah, I'm good." You know? She had the audacity to act like she was crying. I was like, nah, get out of here. So, but I did think about it, man. Like, I like was in love with this girl.
True.
And she just like shot me down like it was nothing, you know? And then she was with the dude the next day, you know? And it's just like, what the fuck? It was crazy. But, you know, vengeance is a dish best served hot. It's cold. Cold don't sit right. But yeah, that was my little high school sweetheart story. And then after that, I never really like fell in love with anybody because, kind of like Violet, I had more than one eligible person coming at me at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. But going to like a little bit off topic on the prom thing. Mm-hmm. I went to prom, which
you did.
Which I was lucky enough to go to prom, and turns out the person that I went with was this, like the surprise prom queen, and it was funny because I went by myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though I had a lot of people that wanted to go with me, like left and right. "Oh, will you go to prom with me? Would you go to prom with me?" No, I'm good. So I went by myself, and then I kind of just seen her. Sitting there, her name was Miranda. She was this like pretty tall white girl. She was okay, decent looking, but she was really nice. So I was like, I came alone. She came alone. So I sat next to her, and I was like, "Hey, you're alone." She's like, "Yeah, I mean, I just came because my friends came." So we got to talking, and I was like, "Well, would you like to be my prom date?" She's like, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah." So yeah, we danced the night away, and then she ended up being the prom queen, and. It was kind of like cool, you know, because it's like, hey, like I came alone, but I ended up, you know, my date was the prom queen and they had like our picture on on a thing in like the office like the next week, and I was looking mighty dapper, you know, because back then it was like everybody and their mom wore a zoot suit, so I had a zoot suit. I looked like a straight up gangster, you know.
I remember cholo, that. Those were the looks. That was cool.
Yeah. Do you guys remember? Instead of like calling, because like now we have cell phones, right? You'd go to the person's house and you'd sit and you'd chill and listen to music and study, or listen to Lil Jon, depending on your background. with your friends at the park, you know, like on your little boombox and shit with the humongous
Lil Jon. Yeah.
I mean, let me tell you, when I was in high school, I actually got my first car, and it was a 1978 Camaro. All original interior.
Yeah.
All original interior, original motor, all that stuff. And so that was like my project when I was not in sports. I was a motorhead. I was working on my car trying to
redo the interior. Did you take auto shop in high school?
No, we didn't have that. I just did it with
We had the auto shop, yeah. Oh, that is so neat. Yeah.
Of all the cars, cool. Man, of all the cars you could have had, you had a Camaro.
Yes, cool. And I loved it. Man, dude, I used to go to school in the mornings, windows down, blaring like AC/DC and like just anything. I was just always cruising. I loved it.
That's so neat. Yeah, I didn't get a car in high school. I had the, like I said, the limo, motorcade, town car, whatever. And then every so often, I had the boyfriend bring me to school. And
I went on a bus.
Now, he had a 1979 Camaro. He had a 1979 Camaro, and they were rebuilding the engine in the auto shop. And I got to take auto shop with the guys. They passed me. I didn't learn anything, but I just got to be there. Just pretty much, that was the mascot. I mean, I was pretty, and I was there hanging out.
She just wanted to see all these dudes.
Guys work hard and get greasy and dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's what turned out. No, they were all my friends were in there, and they were working on a Chevy Impala in there, an older one, and it was cool. But I got to put together a carburetor, so I guess I learned something.
So you go to school in a 78, you get a police escort. Me, I get dropped off in a fucking ice cream truck. What the fuck, dude? Life is
funny. Did it play music? Did it play
that,
the song?
You remember? Yeah, it was like da 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 da. And the thing was that there was like 8 different songs, so like you could switch the song. And it was the worst because my mom would like pick me up in this ice cream truck.
Would she play the music?
Hell yeah, she'd roll up, all quiet, like nothing playing. And as soon as she parked, she flipped that motherfucking switch. And that's when everybody knew that Jose was getting picked up. And I was like, man.
Did she also get a quick dollar too? A quick buck over there and sell some of those?
Hell yeah,
choco tacos.
Hell yeah, see that, and I blame my mom. And that fucking ice cream business for me getting chubby. Because she'd be like, you can have anything you want. And I was at the back eating drumsticks and choco tacos all day long. I'm surprised I didn't get diabetes. I would have been
too. Shit. Me too, yeah.
For real. That shit was the shit, though. Because then when I grew up a little more, I was like, yo, we got an ice cream business. We're making like $400 or $500 a day. And back then, in the 90s, that's a lot of money.
Sure was.
You know, I would have drove that thing to school myself. I would have made money, and I would have lowered that thing. And,
oh,
like,
no, stop. So I was about cool. to say, my friends were like, why don't you put some... It,
put
they're like
vagina speakers in there.
Yeah, they're like super like Hispanic, so they were like, hey, man, why don't you put some spinners on that bitch?
Oh, my God.
Like, pimp that shit out, eh? And I was like, dude, yeah. It's an ice cream truck. Calm the fuck down. They're like, yeah, and then the music put a beat on that.
Man, like you're talking about ice cream trucks. Like my town, we had guys walking around with bells on the end of their little carts, and they're just these little tiny carts that they walk around pushing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's what I had. I didn't have no ice cream trucks. All right,
they call it the paletero.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait, what about so now we're going into nostalgia now, so we're gonna stray away a little from the high school. Do you guys, I don't know if this would apply to you, leprechauns, as much as it would apply to Violet. Do you guys remember the vans that would drive around and honk their horns and you knew that was the bread man?
Did they honk the horn?
You guys have never. So, like, in like the neighborhoods where I was at, there was always a guy that would sell Mexican bread out of the back of his van. And he would just honk his horn, just and you're like, "That's the bread, man! Stop his ass! He had the good shit, dude."
No,
yes. Oh my god!
It's okay, like, it wasn't bread, but they did pumpkins and just like all kinds of vegetables. That's what they always had around my neighborhood. That was what they sold. It was just vegetables.
You know what they had? Okay, so something similar. Okay, kind of like the palafito man. Okay, you get somebody going down the street with the thing. Okay, mm-hmm. And it's all ding-a-ling-a-ling, and they're saying elotes.
Oh my god, the corn on the cob.
Oh my god.
They're doing
their
saying everything, dude. And they're bringing that shit, and everybody runs out and goes and gets the elote, gets their corn on the cob.
It was either the bells or the horns, like.
They still do that.
Yeah, they do.
I hear the honka 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 honka.
Yeah, and I was like, "That's the churro guy. Stop his ass."
Yeah, that's cool.
They're like this, like tricked out modified bike where it was just like the back wheel and then like this big white box in the front.
Oh my goodness, it's like a trike, but it's backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, seen it.
Oh my That's goodness. Awesome. You guys remember when like the shit was collecting CDs back in the day?
Dude, I had three of those big ass cases full of CDs.
Yes,
I'm bad. I still have one here in my room. And I have like an old school CD player and I listen to like whatever I have. I go, you know, I could be doing this on my cell phone, but sometimes you just want to be old school and say, oh man, I remember the days. I remember high school. It's cool.
I remember my shit was like I had all that. Like, I had a bunch of CDs, but I would always have, like, this. You guys remember the movie Blue Streak?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Is that the one where he's, like robbing a bank or something?
He's, like, the diamond.
Yeah.
I used to have that soundtrack, and I would always be playing that shit.
Oh, I was one of my favorite songs on there. I can't remember what it was. Who was it? It was really cool. The video was cool for it.
Yeah. Man, how times change, huh?
Well, let me tell you, when I got my 78 Camaro, right, when I got it, I got in and I was like looking around and, you know, trying to like figure stuff out. And there's this huge, like just square hole, you know, right there on right under the dash. And I'm like, man, what is that? And I sat there for like 10 minutes, like, I don't know what goes there. And so I went and got my dad and I was like, Dad, is there something missing or what? And he goes, Son, that's an 8-track player. And I was like, oh shit, do we have any?
8-track?
Yeah.
8-track, man. I was just like, oh my goodness. So I got some 8-tracks from my grandpa. And so I started playing those until I finally ripped it out and put in my own system. Oh my god, it was great.
Yeah, those things are cool. Those things are really cool. I remember those.
Did you guys ever hang out like I don't know, because everyone's from a different background, but like my friends and I, after school, we'd always hang out in the apartments by that big green electric box.
I think everybody has.
Yeah, that was like the spot, dude.
Yeah. There's no one really around. And you can just like cling right there and you can just make your plan and where's your next move. And yeah, I think the apartments close to where we lived, they had like the big old box. So they had like two. So we could just go with me and my like 10 friends and we just hang out over there. Mm-hmm. Or there was the one right outside of 7-Eleven and we'd all just hang out right there, like plotting what's our next move. Do we really go back to fifth period or should we just like walk to the mall? Like, okay. we're just going to go, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was where we always talked about, hey, whose parents are home and not? Where can we go where there aren't parents? Because we really don't want to talk to them today.
So what was your guys' favorite childhood snack?
Childhood snack.
Oh, man.
That is rough.
You guys want to hear mine? It's the most weird thing. There used to be a little, like, Quickie Mart type thing in our little 5,000 people town. And the thing there was hot Cheetos with nacho cheese.
Dude, that was all over.
Oh, man. Yeah, you just poured the nacho cheese in the bag, man. That's how you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so bomb. And like now that I'm older, I'm just like, that's fucking disgusting, dude.
He said, what was I eating back then?
For real, but it was so good. Oh my God.
I just remember getting like the Fritos, and because they didn't have chili Fritos back then, you just get like the taco sauce from like Taco Bell and squeeze that shit in there in a bag. And there was that. We used to do that.
What about you, Lep?
You know, back when I was a kid, I used to always have, you remember those little drinks, the little, barrels, the little hugs, I think is what they're called, the little fruit drinks,
dude.
I used to drink those left and right. And to this day, if I see them and I'm like, you know what, why not? I'll buy a case and drink them at the house.
Nostalgia, man.
I'm trying to think, was it that I really liked? I remember doing that with like snacks, but what the hell is it that I really liked when I was a kid? It was like, damn it, I don't remember. I ate everything. I liked all the candies.
My grandma, she used to make empanadas, and I used to eat those every time she made them, dude. I loved them. Yeah.
My big thing was macaroni and cheese. I still am the same way. I just love the macaroni and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Like, I remember... Oh, man, because I used to eat a lot of, like, Hispanic treats. So, like, I'd have, like, Lucas, which is, like,
The Lucas.
Oh, fucking Lucas, dude.
Lucas.
That was, like,
and
currency
the,
back
yes.
in the day.
Dude, no, I had a friend who was crazy. His name was Stevie. He was the craziest white boy I've ever seen. This motherfucker would, like, make a line of Lucas and sniff it.
Dude, everybody had that friend. I had a friend just like that.
Yes, I think I've even tried it myself just to see what would happen.
It was the he was the craziest motherfucker I knew. Like, he would do this. He was, like, he was into Jackass at the time. Oh, okay. So, like, he was doing all that shit. And I was just like, dude, are you serious, dude? He's like, dude, watch. I'm going to he stapled something to his forehead.
Oh, my God.
Like, with the fucking stapler. And he's like, yeah, this was a bad idea. I need to go to the nurse's office. I was like, yeah, you kind of do.
You're going to pull that shit out.
Yeah, maybe. It's a bit.
Fucking moron.
I had my share of Jackass moments, but it wasn't like that. I think our problem was going to, like, Target and getting the shopping carts and doing the stupid shit with it and throwing each other into, like, the bushes and stuff, and I think I flew pretty far once or twice.
I think for boys, mostly boys back then, was wrestling, like not like wrestling team, but like WWF it was called back in the day.
WWF, yeah, before it became WCW, like, yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, we would like go in the house and get all the pillows from the couches and put them on the floor and just like
get a whole bunch of pizzas and Twinkies and ding dongs and just watch this shit.
No, we would fuck each other up. What are you talking about?
We'd watch it.
Oh,
we watched them.
We'd live it.
I'm over here with Joe. We used to fuck each other up.
It's on TV, bro. We would just do it.
For real, we were like always like we'd watch it and then we're like, dude, let's wrestle. And then somebody would always end up crying. But
yeah. Whoever cried first lost. That was the rule.
Yeah. It's like tap out. Yeah. The walls of Jericho was like the thing too.
The walls of Jericho.
The Rock, all those guys, man.
See, I remember back further, the Hulk Hogan and the Ric Flair shit, and oh my God, that was so stupid back then.
Hulk Hogan, Mr. Slim Jim guy, what was his name?
Yeah, I think.
Mr. Slim Jim was a...
There was the Macho Man.
Randy Savage.
Yes, sir. There was a lot. There was the Tombstone, that guy.
Undertaker.
The Undertaker,
still wrestles.
Yeah, he still does. Do you guys remember, like, Saturday morning cartoons?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That was, like, my life until my parents kicked me outside.
Yeah, I was 25, and I was still watching them. But when my parents kicked me out, dude, that was the end of my life. Yeah, I used to remember waking up to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, me too. We were just talking about that earlier. Yeah, I love those turtles.
I watched X-Men, that old X-Men cartoon.
The old one, that one was, man, so
that
cool.
Was the shit.
Was that the one with the theme song that was like,
yeah, that one, dude. Oh, man.
That was always the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to be Rogue. I wanted to be Rogue so bad, and I wanted to be in love with the
Oh my god, Rogue! Rogue can get it. She could like drain my life force. I'll die in them fucking titties. Oof.
Like Gambit was actually one of the first voices that I really wanted to start doing. I was like, man, I love that dude. That dude's so awesome. I want to be him. And I started like trying to figure out that accent. Oh my god,
what is that? Is that like a Cajun accent?
Yes, it's a deep, like, Cajun, almost French accent. Like, you know, like, they speak, like, Creole and stuff down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could never. He was cool as shit.
Yes, he was.
I liked him. He was neat. Do you guys... What else would I watch? I would watch The Centurions that was on. And was what's another one that they had back then, too? Ooh. Well, then, like, all the other stuff they would show regularly, like the Tom and Jerry.
They had Thundercats the back then, too.
Thundercats, yes.
And then He-Man.
She-Ra.
Mm-hmm. I watched the Animaniacs. That was
the
big.
Animaniacs, yeah.
Oh my god.
Pinky and the Brain.
Yes, Pinky and the Brain was the shit. Yeah. No, but Animaniacs, man, that show was for adults. Speaking of for adults, did you guys ever watch Ren and Stimpy? Holy crap.
Oh my god, yeah.
That so, like, is adult entertainment.
Yeah. Going back and watching that, you're just like, oh my god, what?
What the fuck was I watching?
Yeah. Like, you didn't pick up on like half of this shit.
Yeah, you're like, that's an adult joke. Like, there's this like one very notorious episode where he's like sawing something on his back, but he's got like the saw strapped to his like pelvic area, and the log is on the guy's on his back, so he's like literally humping the shit out of this thing. And he's just like, it's like don't stop now, please finish, please. You know, like he finishes, like the dude is nutting, and I'm just like, this is what I was watching when I was a kid.
And we thought it was so cool because everyone else was watching, like, oh yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, and I bet our parents were like, you can't watch that show. Now I understand why.
Yeah, no joke.
Wasn't it like on Nickelodeon? Or
It was a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah. They were risque back in the day.
Yep. Yeah, they were.
Nick didn't give a fuck.
It's because they didn't have MTV's Beavis and Butthead too, so. I think that's why I watched that Beavis and Butthead.
I am Cornholio.
Oh my god, he's like.
And then you had
my teepee for my
Cornholio. You had Butthead, and he'd be like.
That was great.
Hey, Beavis. And that's it right there. Oh my god.
And then they had like this spin-off of Daria too. So I was
really Wait, did you guys ever watch a show called Carmen Sandiego?
I remember that.
That show was like, I don't know why it's embedded in my mind all the time, but that show stuck more than anything else because it was like educational kinda.
But it was you about geography and all that.
Yeah, and none of it stuck. But nonetheless, she was very well dressed in her big red hat.
Red hat, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She had it. She had it going on. That's all I remember. Yep. Oh my goodness!
One of the first crushes. I remember my first crush of a TV character or whatever, and I hate to admit it, but it was Lola frickin' Bunny in Space Jam. All right.
Oh my god. She could get it.
Right? It was, oh, goodness. Oh, no.
But she wasn't my first animated crush. You want to know what mine was?
What was it?
The animated girl from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit.
My goodness.
Oh, my God. She can.
I'm just drawn that
way. Oh, my God.
When I seen her for the first time, I was like, ooh, now I know why Roger goes, I was like, my god. Oh, so she's got more curves than a fucking mountain trail. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. That movie was good though. So
Yes, it was.
Do you guys remember how back in the day you would record stuff on the VHS?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Oh my God, yes. So
and you'd always find the unlabeled VHS.
You have to rewind, watch it,
be like, man, can I record this?
No, that's not what I mean. You'd always find that one videotape that didn't have any title. It was just a black VHS, and you were like, huh, not sure if this is family video or porn.
You just put it in, and you're like, oh, so that's what they were watching last night.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I remember that very much. I remember the first time I saw one, and I was like, oh, what's going on?
Oh, my you get goodness. All scared, you're like, oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah, for real.
Back in the day, it was the snow channels that you could only see like half of what was going on, and you weren't sure. You're like, that's what it was.
Some of the cable channels all screwed up. Like, yes. Moving around, you can kind of see something's happening. You can hear it. Like, damn it, why can't you can't see it? You think that you're gonna fix it, but it doesn't do anything. And then you switch it to that, and you're like, you don't get that. Nope, you have to pay for that shit. But then you still remember when they're trying to fix it. Like, damn it. You know, if I stand right here, I'm gonna get reception. And then someone comes, are we watching nothing? I'm just switching the channels, or I don't know. Just
and the one channel that always worked was like the Betty Hinn channel, the church channel. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That one
always worked. It didn't matter. On. It was that one and the QVC channel that always worked.
The QVC that was always on.
Yeah. What a fabulous blender! You know, it's just like, are you serious, dude? Like, I want to watch PBS Kids. Like, I don't want to see this. Oh my goodness. Well, let's see. How long have we been doing this? We've been.
We're having like the best time. We could just like 4 more minutes and like it's a whole hour.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and finish up after an hour. So we're just gonna kind of summarize this. So from what it sounds like, we've had 3 very different stories about high school life from the perspective of 2 chubby dudes who transformed, and then 1 very rich girl who transformed, even though it was under a very weird circumstance. Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of chicken pox leading to your boobs and the figure of a goddess.
I was not fat, I was just a bit husky and pretty average.
You were thick with 2 C's.
No, not really. I was nice. I was kind of I was athletic, you know, I was doing cheer, but losing that much weight dramatically so quick, like in 2 months, I went from size 7 to a size 0. And I was really, really skinny. But I mean, I also exercised too during that time so I could get stronger because I was really, really weak. And I was strong afterwards. Everything looked more toner. And suddenly you could just see I had the curves. I got the hourglass figure going on. My butt was sticking out and my boobs were pointy. And I go, oh my God, unless puberty just hit me all at once. What the hell? I guess I like what I'm looking at.
I don't think puberty snuck up on you. It just straight up beat you with the freaking 2x4. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like these different experiences shaped us in a way, you know? Because, like, high school.
Absolutely.
High school definitely shaped me in a way that, you know, had it gone differently, I might be a different kind of person.
But, yeah, I think it shaped me. It shaped me in all the right places.
I was going to say, it shaped you in all the right places.
In all the right places. And. Mm. I should have been happy with it.
I should have been in Riverside. Who knows? You might have went to a size 0, but if you had met me, you would have went to a size no pants.
Oh my God.
I'm so serious.
So here comes the music.
Yeah, once I figure out how to insert musics and shit, that would have been the bounce. Wow. Insert catchy music here.
oh my God. And then we're going to have like the butthead laughing. Yeah, we're going to have to make that the norm for these things. Oh, no. Oh. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was the funniest fucking cartoon ever. It was so stupid, but it was just funny as shit.
I am Cornholio. Need TP for my bunghole.
Oh my god.
I remember it all. He'd like put his shirt over his head and put his hands up.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. Ugh. All right. I think we're going to go ahead and end the podcast here. What are we at? 59:30. Look at that.
59:22.
Yeah.
You came in just a little bit later.
You were late to the party. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and finish this episode. Hopefully tomorrow we'll go ahead and do another one. And hope a friend, Lord.
he's still in the chat room, and we're just talking for a bit. But yeah, I think he feels pretty bad that he got disconnected.
Yeah, so we were.
He missed out on a good one.
He really did. So we're going to go ahead and call it a night. Violet and Leprechauns, thank you for being on this not so short podcast, but I think it's going to be enjoyable for our listeners.
It definitely will.
But yeah, if you guys are ever on Smule and you wanted to add any of us, my Smule name is Rough Tough. And Violet, what's yours?
It's a Bijou Violet 1203.
And what's yours, Leprechauns?
And Leprechauns with 1-3, Leprechauns 13.
Yeah, and we're always here for it. Anything you want, we can help. I mean, as long as it's legal. Or if you won't tell someone.
I mean, but, you know, just defense, you know, let me have some information and I'll tell you how illegal I'll get.
Well, this was the second podcast of The Lair, and thank you two for joining me. And until next time.
All right, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.